Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager of NCBA talking about the status of WOTUS in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association planning a one-day winter policy meeting on Wednesday, January 23rd at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. This meeting is a gathering of Oklahoma cattle farmers and ranchers to discuss issues, state and national, important to the Oklahoma beef cattle industry. If you want more information, you can go to okcattlemen.org or give the OCA a call at 405-235-4391. OCA, the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Talking today with Scott Yeager, Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Scott, Happy New Year, first of all, and let's go back, I guess, and kind of review the various pieces of this WOTUS puzzle. The Waters of the U.S. Proposal from the Obama era, still kind of hanging around because of this judge in the North Carolina area. Where are we on that particular piece of the puzzle as far as trying to get the old WOTUS finally vanquished?
So the old 2015 Obama era WOTUS rule is still the law on the books. And that doesn't change until the Trump administration finalizes either the repeal proposal, which they've had in process for over a year and a half now, or the replacement proposal. Now, both of those pieces are out there, so the repeal has been kind of circling around in the interagency process for over a year now, and then they just proposed the replacement rule in December with a big flashy announcement. So once one of those gets finalized, that will kick the 2015 Obama rule off of the books once and for all. We all know that every piece of this is going to be litigated by environmental groups, so it'll surely go to the courts, both the repeal and the replace pieces, but we'll step up and get in there and defend it, because what we're seeing in this new proposal is really good. It's a lot better than the 2015 Obama rule. You know, I think it tries to strike a balance between safeguarding our navigable waters while also not burdening our agricultural producers with regulating every single feature on the land. So it tries to thread a needle, and it's a whole lot better than the 2015 rule, so we support it. You know, I think we're going to be providing comments and broadly in support of it, with some suggestions on maybe how to tweak some pieces of it. But by and large, this is a huge success and a big win for the cattle industry.
And Scott, with this new rule, we've already got environmental groups saying they hate it. They will be litigating against it. Seems like we will be in for a major fight.
It's going to be a fight. And just to put it in perspective, Ron, you know, these same environmental groups said that the Obama rule didn't go far enough. So these are people that really want everything to be regulated, regardless if it's water or not. They just want the federal government to have control over everything because they can sue the government and change policy positions through the courts that way. So having a broad blanket for them is good because they can continue doing what they're doing and fighting all these issues in court. For us, obviously, we want something that makes sense. You know, we want to protect water quality. We want clean drinking water for our farm families and for water to for the cattle, to be honest with you. So, but we want something that makes sense and that's common sense. So we think that this new rule gets there. But, yeah, it'll go to the courts. Every environmental group across the country is going to litigate it. And we're going to have to step up as agriculture and as industry generally, step up and defend this EPA action, which is weird to say because oftentimes agriculture is at odds with EPA. But in this case, we actually like what they're doing. So we're going to have to step up and defend it in court.
In this case, have we got a comment period officially set up as of yet for WOTUS 2.0?
It's going to be a 60-day comment period. Now, it has not started yet because the proposal has not hit the Federal Register, and that's because the government shut down. And until the government comes back up, it's kind of in limbo. So this is one of those issues that is affected by the government shutdown. And once it comes back online, they're going to hopefully get it out in the Federal Register shortly thereafter, and that will start the official clock on comments, and then we go from there.
Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager, from their Washington, D.C. office. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.